a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes.
Take it down. And we're, here we are, and we, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here? Well, we're here to talk about food on the Walt Bodine Show.
You what?
We're here to talk about food.
Really?
Well, we could talk about auto mechanics. I'm ready for that subject.
Short show. I just run.
This is the food edition, the restaurant critic edition of the Walt Bodine Show here on KCOR. My name is Charles Ferruza. I'm with The Pitch. And The Pitch's food blog, which is at pitch.com. It's called Fat City. It's named after me. Although I've lost all of 5 pounds in the last, since New Year's
marvelous.
Eve. Thank you, darling. We are here with Chris Basica, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. I'll have them each introduce themselves because they all come from three completely different venues. And why don't we start with Miss Gloria?
I am from 435 South. And you want me to launch right into it?
No, let's all introduce ourselves, then okay. We'll come back to you.
All right.
I'm Mary Block. I have blog aroundtheblockkc.com. I'm on Facebook, and I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
Very good. And last but not least.
Thank you. I am Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine.
Very good. You know, I noticed something last night as I was driving home. When the weather's this cold, or as cold as it was last night, which I think was 14 degrees, I just didn't even have the energy to cook, so I stopped and got some takeout on the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the restaurants weren't too full last night either, I can tell you, because I went to a few of them, and people seemed to be huddling at home.
Yeah.
Although I was at Urban Table last night thinking – I was there for a restaurant week preview, and I figured we'd be among the only ones there. It was packed, and they were on a wait.
Really?
I was shocked.
Wow.
Some people
weather.
Are braver than I must say. Well, Gloria, where have you been?
Well, I go to Urban Table all the time, mostly for lunch, and I find it to be always packed.
We should probably always when you talk about a restaurant, any restaurant, let's tell where it is.
It's in Corinth Shopping Center at 83rd and Mission Road.
Very good.
But I also have been to Capital Grill for lunch, and it was great. They have a new $18 short menu that you can get in and out in 45 minutes.
Available lunch only, I'm assuming.
Yeah, apparently, yes. And it's super salad, sandwich, and a side. And it's $18, and it's good. And it's always delicious there.
And Mary, you said you thought that the lobster on the lobster roll was probably well worth more than $18.
Yes, I was there as well. And the lobster roll was just chock full of lobster. And the Wagyu cheeseburger, I mean, that's a fine piece of meat. And
yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. And another place I find to be consistent is Room 39 out south in Mission Farms, which is at 105th and Mission Road. And I haven't been for dinner, but I was there for lunch, and it's always good. There's no surprises there.
And so it's pretty dining room.
Yeah, it's very pretty. And then I had takeout from Bamboo Gardens in Shawnee.
Is that Pine and Bamboo Gardens.
Yeah. And I like it a lot.
You know what I like about it? It's like going. It's a 1960s Chinese restaurant.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
nothing has changed in a million years.
Right.
Is that near Soban?
No. It's
Shawnee Mission Parkway,
much further west.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And it's still owned by the same family after all these years.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's turn to Christine this time. Oh. We're going to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, this is exciting!
It's like being on a game show.
Oh, wow. Let's see. I went to an old place where I have never been, but one of our callers, we've had a couple of call-ins on this place, and it's called Longboards, which is a wrap place, and it is at 6269 North.
That's wrap with a W.
Wrap, yes, okay. In true. 6269 North Oak Traffic Way. And what I liked about Longboards, that is way north for me.
Mm-hmm.
I came back to my office and then went home, and my sandwiches were my wraps were still warm, remarkably so, and they were delicious, and there wasn't too much wrap for the filling, but somehow they didn't spill out. Not quite sure how that worked, but I had something called the Cabo beef one, and then I had the Wow Kung Pao which I think I bought because of the name.
I did too.
Wow.
And it was good.
It was extremely good. So that's a really good, good sandwich place.
And did you stop at a couple of thrift stores or pawn shops on the way back?
No, we were in a rush to get back to the office, so we didn't. Went to a place that I think everybody here has been to except me, and that is Anna's Oven, which is at 1809 West 39th Street, kind of close to Bell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anymore, before I go to a restaurant, I start reading all the comments about it, which I'm not sure is good always.
Depending on the website.
You know. Yeah, well, and on Yelp and all of these, you know, because everybody is a food critic now, and which is great. But so I didn't have high expectations because this is a restaurant that seemed to run between I love it, I love it, I love it, and
I hate it.
Yeah. And I thought it was delicious, and I had the chicken pot pie, and of course Bill got the cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
Thank you. Macaroni and cheese.
They only have two dishes. Well, three or four.
No, they had four or five. Yeah. But I thought it was really good, and the wine is cheap, and it's a cute little place. And they have apparently, I guess they only started out serving on paper, and it was dishes. And I just thought it was a really nice, fun, easy little place.
It's extremely inexpensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, very cozy.
Most expensive thing, I think, is $8 maybe or $10. So
they do dinner also?
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. They do. And it's very, very filling food. Briefly went to Pho Thai last night, which, Charles, you've been to, and Gloria, you've been to, which I think is a beautiful place. Very fun looking.
It's so theatrical in there that the interior trumps the food. The interior is much more interesting than the food. And you practically expect the waiters to come out singing songs from The King and I.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a theater piece.
Right.
Yeah, except the waiters aren't of that ethnicity at all. None that I saw at any rate. But,
well, not only that, I don't think any of them can sing. But.
I'm going to ask the next time I go there just to find out if they could sing. The final place I went to is actually the newest, and that was Mestizo, the Aaron Sanchez place out at 5270 West 116th Place. In, what is that, Park Place. It's kind of sitting on the, and I say this because we drove past it apparently three times. It's sitting on the ice rink, or aside, next to the ice rink. And I think the food there is very different, very good. I know that Mary didn't like the
salsa.
But
I liked everything else.
We also tried the hot salsa, which was just a variety. I mean, just a huge variety of flavors.
Hmm.
And was so warm, though, that I didn't eat much of that. But I think this is a fun place, and I think the decor is great. And the food we had, Bill had a chicken dish that was smashed, boned chicken, blackened chicken of some kind. It was scrumptious, and I had the scallops, which were done perfectly. It was delightful. So those are that's it.
They were all excellent choices, I must say. All right, Mary, where have you been around the block too?
I have been to two new places. One, on your recommendation, Charles, was Pandolfi's at night.
Okay.
Deli.
Is it still just open on Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday nights. It's at 5th and Campbell. In Columbus Park, and it's a deli by day and a cute little Italian restaurant at night. They have a separate entrance even. You go into a little sitting room. It's the only vestiges. It feels like the vestige of when it was a funeral home, I guess, that little sitting room. But then you go into this beautiful dining room that they put tablecloths on at night, and they put a curtain to cover where the deli counter would be.
And they're only open Friday and Saturday?
They're open
for dinner.
Every day, but dinner on the weekends.
And in case we're freaking anybody out, I should say that the dining room is actually the old florist shop. It was never the funeral home.
Okay.
The little waiting room that you were talking about was part of the funeral home. And I felt a couple of ghosts tapping me on the shoulder asking me to leave. So.
But the dining room is lovely. It's got soft colors. The food was excellent. Tom had a very circular vegetable lasagna with thin layers. And it was excellent. It wasn't, you know, a big, huge portion, but it was really good. I had scallops that were excellent. There are short ribs on the menu, manicotti.
Which are great.
Yeah. The crostinis were just so-so, but everything else I thought was great.
But that's a nice segue, Mary, because I wanted to tell our listeners that in the second half of the show, the theme is going to be eating healthy, which I would say eating – we're going to talk about eating vegetables in restaurants for people who are not vegetarian or vegans, although, you know, they're certainly not excluded. But, you know, more and more people are willing to order meatless dishes now mm-hmm. who are not traditionally meatless people. So that'll be the second half of the show.
Okay.
And that vegetarian lasagna sounds perfect.
Oh, it was great. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Then I went a little bit farther west, not the same day, but Tamale Wizard in the River Market, which started out as a food cart. Mm-hmm. And they went to the farmers markets and the food truck, you know, the Crossroads food, truck stop. And I guess they did well enough. They decided to open a brick and mortar place. And I had pretty low expectations. I thought, you know, this will be fine. But it was really good. They have four or five tamales.
Where in the River Market is
this? It's right across from Hickox. It's at 5th and Walnut.
Oh, in the old Thirsty space.
No, next door to it. Between where Thirsty's was, which is going to be Blue Line, I believe, a new hockey bar.
And, oh, that's a place for all of us to go.
Yes, that's right. And Cellar and Loft. Okay. So it's right nestled in there. And it's counter service, but everything's made to order. They are very friendly. They'll, you know, help you figure out your combinations because they've got
things other than tamales.
Tamales and tacos and the occasional enchilada special.
Okay.
And you can mix and match, do combos, different salsas go with different tamales. And it was, I thought it was just excellent. And the rice and beans were fabulous.
Hmm.
They also serve breakfast mm-hmm. and all the Mexican breakfast items that you would think of. So I highly recommend it. I had a cinnamon pork taco with potato that was fabulous.
Hmm.
Well, sounds good.
And then also I wanted to talk about two things coming up. First of all, Restaurant Week, which starts a week from today, January 20th to 29th. There are 124 restaurants participating, and you can get two courses for $15 at lunch or three courses for $30 at
Mary,
dinner.
Is there a – because there's so much information connected with website, with Restaurant Week, including
yes.
all the participating restaurants. Is there a website?
There is. That was going to be the next thing I said. KansasCityRestaurantWeek.com. It lists all the menus and all the restaurants.
Great.
Is it KC or is it Kansas City?
It's KansasCityRestaurantWeek.com. And I've gotten to sample the menus so far at Chaz and Urban Table, and they were both outstanding.
Great. And the last restaurant Mary was talking about was Tamale Wizard in the River Market. And so we move forward. I want to tell you that you are listening to KCOR. If you want to call us, the telephone number here is 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or you can email us at waltbodineshow@kcor.org. Mary, you have one more thing?
Last thing I wanted to mention was Vagabond. I know you wrote it up. There's a new – these are these pop-up restaurants with Alex Pope and Jenny Vergara, and they're doing one starting on the 19th to the 21st and then the following week. And you could go to vagabondpopups.com to learn more about it and buy tickets. It sounds like a really fun –
this is,
delicious
yeah, this
event.
Is going to be the third one, and it's interesting because this is not a plated sit-down dinner.
This like one isn't.
You know,
right.
It's going to be a Moroccan theme. It sounds more, at least in the description, sort of a cocktail party-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got food stations and oriental rugs and, you know.
Where are they held?
This one's in the river. Pelham Lake District, right, Mary?
Terrace on Grand?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
15th and Grand.
And you can go to the Pitch Fat City blog because I think it's still in our archives. And on that note, this week I wrote about two things. The very short-lived New News Cafe at 3535 Broadway is no longer. Mm-hmm. But it will reopen with the same menu and a new name, I believe, in about 3 weeks.
It's the same place, too?
It's going to have new owners. Yeah, but same location, 3535 Broadway. It's just New News is no-no. No more.
Okay. That's a tough place, too. That's always
– believe me, I know. I used to work in that building. Yep.
Yeah.
And then one of the death notes of 2011 was the vegan restaurant, Cafe Seed,
mm-hmm.
Which was – the food was good there. It just took like nine years to get your
right.
food. And it is – Cafe Seed is gone, but – there's a new tenant moving into the building. It's not open yet, but it's going to be called Magnolia's Cafe, and it's going to be Southern-style cuisine, and it'll be open for lunch and dinner and Sunday brunch at some point. So those are my new things, oh, other than the Brass Monkey. Mm-hmm. Now, who at this panel has ever been to Northmore, Missouri?
No.
Not
I. Didn't even know there was one.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Have you been there, Walt, to Northmore?
Oh, yes.
That sounds somewhat ominous. Okay. Northmore is right next to Riverside.
I tell you, my fellow.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
All right. Northmore, there's a new a restaurant there. It's about a month old, the Brass Monkey. And the Brass Monkey, I think, has to be seen to be believed. Hmm. And you'll have to pass it two or three times before you figure out where the Brass Monkey is, because there's no windows in it. And you know why there's no windows in it? Mm-hmm. Because it was built as an adult bookstore.
Oh, yeah. Nice reuse.
Mm-hmm. I know your ears perked right up at that one.
I did. Yeah.
I believe in reusing, you know, buildings.
Recycling is important.
Funeral parlor.
Yeah. So anyway, we are taking your phone calls if you want to add.
Wait, did you eat there?
Oh, many times, yeah.
At the Brass Monkey?
Uh-huh.
And?
Mm-hmm. I think it needs a little work, you know?
Okay. Well, that was
generic. That was a polite way to say it.
Yeah. Anyway,
is there a Brass Monkey there?
Several.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. You have to go into the peepers to see it. But, we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. We are talking about restaurants. We can, you know, launch into healthy eating if you wanted to, but if you got new places to tell us about, that's what we want to know. At 235-2888, that's 816 area code, or waltbodineshow@kcor.org, and the phone calls are starting to come in. So,
do you want to say something about Seasons?
Oh, I finally made it to Seasons 52. Mm-hmm. It's very dark and clubby. It's mm-hmm. clubby. You know, you feel like you're going to a club. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'm eager to go back. I don't usually feel that way about most new restaurants. So, you know.
Did you have a dessert? Did you have the dessert?
I had one of those little shot glasses with the dessert.
And, uh-huh.
You know, I didn't like. I think
you
this
didn't
is
pick
wonderful.
The right one.
I did not pick the right one. I picked the one I didn't like. Oh. I don't know why.
That way, it was really non-colored.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. The little teaspoon went into the little shot glass about three times, and that was it. Let's go to Marilyn and Lawrence. Marilyn, you're on the Walt Bodine Show.
Well, hi. I am curious to know if any of your panel has heard of either of these two places. One is called Feasters
in Baldwin
Bistro
City.
In Baldwin City, yes.
I've
and
been
the
there.
Other one is Blue Planet in Topeka.
Well, I've been to Feasters. It's a cute little place with good food. You know, it may be other than that college. What college is in Baldwin City? I always forget.
Baker.
Mm-hmm. Baker and Feasters may be the only two reasons to go to Baldwin City. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's a good recommendation for it. Yeah, the reason I'm interested is he says it's farm to table, and that was the part. And they have pictures in the paper, but it didn't exactly.
Well, I mean, when I sat down, they put a tomato in front of me, and that was it.
You read it.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Okay.
Now, what have you heard about Blue Planet in Topeka?
Well, there's an article in the Topeka paper about the Blue Planet. These both came out in Wednesday papers, so the Topeka paper.
Which you just happen to have right in front of you, it sounds like.
Yeah, I saved them both because my son is a professional chef, and they're coming next week, and I'm trying to collect places that they might want to go, you know, locally. So anyway, Blue Planet Cafe, global influence cafe, serves up internationally unique soup.
Well, you know what? I think the best thing for us to do, since none of us on this panel have been to Blue Planet, is to put a call out to our listeners who have been to the Blue Planet in Topeka to call in at 816-235.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and we'll all find out the story. So, hey, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you. All right. Danny in Redbridge.
Hi.
Hi, Danny. You have some vegetarian restaurants or restaurants that serve vegetarian dishes to recommend?
Absolutely, and actually, you know, I confess my favorite vegetable is probably chicken. That being said, if you want some really, really good vegetarian food, I recommend the Taj Mahal on 75th and Warnall in Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Waldo. They have a brunch there from, I think, 11 to 2:30, 6 days a week. I think they're closed on Tuesdays. And they've got such a great variety of vegetarian dishes with their special Indian and Sikh touch. That, with the flatbreads, it's affordable, and you cannot go wrong. It's delicious.
Hey, that's an excellent choice. I've eaten there. Have you all eaten there, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
For a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's really easy to get a good meatless dish, in most of the ethnic restaurants in Kansas City.
Right.
So, including Ethiopian. Mm-hmm. There's a wide array of interesting things there. Hey, thank you so much, Danny. And let's go to Mary. Mary, are you in Lake Wacomas?
Yes, I am. And hi, Walt and all. Love your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am calling because I am not that familiar with adult bookstore locations, and so I wondered.
I don't know why everyone else seems to be.
I wondered if you could tell me the location of the Brass Monkey in Northmore.
Do you know where the Vivian West Shopping Center is? Doesn't Vivian West sound like an actress? I'm Vivian West. yes, it's in the Vivian West Shopping Center, which has that gigantic thrift store that's painted like a buttercup yellow, and it smells like cats because you can adopt a cat there in addition to buying whatever else you buy in a thrift store.
It's your store where all the benefits go to the animals.
Yes, right. Yeah. And so it's on East Vivian Road, or whatever Vivian Road is when you're going east. And,
thank you so much.
Yeah, it's right in front of the shopping center, Vivian West.
Okay.
I hope she's listening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888 or waltbodineshow@kcr.org. And I don't know what we're going to – oh, I do want to take this phone call. Yes, Michael and Lawrence.
I wanted to mention Annie's Deli, which is in Lawrence here. And if it's Sticks and Walker, it's kind of like out of the way, but it is the best sandwich I've ever had. And I've got a score of friends to agree with me.
All right. Auntie Anne's.
Hmm.
I don't trust anything with Auntie in it, but okay. I think we're coming up on the break, though.
Okay.
Do you have to go around distrusting people?
I'm Catholic.
No. All right. Go ahead.
And you are back on the air with us on KCOR. This is the Walt Bodine Show with the legendary Walt Bodine here.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
He's on a cruise.
He's still here.
Oh, that's
the imposter is sitting in his chair. Now, that is the voice of Walt Bodine. My name is Charles Ferruza. We are talking with Gloria Gale, Mary Block, and Christine Basica about places to get healthy vegetarian dishes, but not necessarily vegetarian restaurants or vegan restaurants. The sort of the impetus for the show, Mary Block, was an article that was in the New York Times this week.
That's right. It was called Meatless in Midwest by A.G. Sulzberger, who is the son of the publisher of the New York Times.
And who's based here.
He is based here, and he's a vegetarian, and he basically voiced his displeasure with the options in Kansas City and in the Midwest. And, boy, people in Kansas City are up in arms over this. On Facebook and Twitter, everybody is expressing their opinion.
I was telling my editor, who is a vegetarian as well, that the options here for people who would prefer to eat a meatless meal are dramatically great compared to what they were 10 years ago.
You
know, 10 years ago, if you walked into most restaurants and asked for a vegetarian meal, you'd either get a baked potato or a plate of garnishes, you know, with black olives and celery sticks.
It sounds like, I mean, from reading the article, it didn't feel like he had done his homework. I mean, you don't go to a barbecue restaurant and expect to eat vegetarian. So I think that was really
what people
were saying.
They don't have barbecue tofu anymore at Gates?
Well, that doesn't make for such a fun article.
That's true.
I mean, he had a point of view and he was going to prove it.
Now, I've got to tell you, to disprove him, he said that the best lentil soup he has ever had was at the Aladdin Cafe on 39th Street. Well, you know, I've eaten lentil soup at probably every Middle Eastern restaurant in Kansas City. So last night on my chilly drive home, I stopped in at the Aladdin Cafe on 39th Street and took some of the lentil soup home. And I got to tell you, it is the best lentil soup I've tasted in Kansas City. It's absolutely delicious and seasoned so exquisitely. You know, it wasn't just, you know, this yellow, gloppy, citrusy lentil soup. It was very, very good. So, I mean, in his defense, you know, at least for that one dish.
He knew what he was talking about.
He knew what he was talking about. I want to mention that sort of this theme was done yesterday on the Central Standard Show.
Yes.
And, you know, so we're kind of, you know, taking the next step and talking about where you could go in Kansas City for a meatless meal that's especially delicious and interesting, even though you may not. In fact, we'd more like to hear from meat eaters who are going out and getting a meatless meal. I find that when I go to restaurants, I will order a meatless meal more often, not more often than a meat meal, but more often than I ever used to. Because the options are so, you know, good.
Yeah, they're good. I also think it's interesting that it seems to me that a lot of the wait staff are vegetarians.
I've noticed that too.
And that makes you a little nervous in a restaurant in one sense if you're not planning on eating the vegetables. But, you know, I don't know why that is particularly.
Yeah,
but I, you know what, I cannot think of it. I mean, yeah, the barbecue places, but... You know, anybody that goes into a barbecue place in Kansas City expecting to eat vegetables is just an idiot.
Well,
you
know, French fries, they qualify as a healthy vegetable.
Yeah, that works. But, you know, every single restaurant in town has vegetable options.
Well, I want to know about your vegetable options. Send us an email to waltbodineshow@kcr.org or join the phone conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2828. As Russ did. Russ in Overland Park.
Hello there. Yeah, I wanted to call in to tell you about a little place I just discovered, which is healthy and new to me. The North Kansas City Cafe, a rather unpromising name for a really cute little place that's on Armour, just west of the of 35 on the north side of the street. And it's mostly Mediterranean food. And I like Mediterranean and Asian food because while meat is an ingredient, if you choose, it's not the main ingredient. So it's healthier and, well, in my opinion, tastier. But they have a good variety of cheeseburgers and such, if somebody's into that. I have yet to sample them, but if the Mediterranean food's any example, then the cheeseburgers will be excellent. Good food, lovingly prepared, and a little more ethnically correct, not Americanized. For instance, if you get my favorite thing there, actually, is a kind of a pulverized smoked eggplant, and it's really, really good. It's not baba ganoush, and it's not something parmesan. You know, it's a way in which people don't typically see eggplant on this continent. And everything else there is equally wonderful.
Well, Russ, is it more like a tapenade?
It's not like a tapenade, although it's more like that than anything else.
Okay.
It's really difficult to describe. It's good.
Now, tell us where it is again. It's called the North Kansas City Cafe. It's on Armour Road.
Armour Road. Yeah, if you were to get off 35 at Armour Road, head west, it would be about three or four blocks, if that, on your right. It's recognizable if you're inside because there's TWA stuff all over the place. The guy who runs it, his father was a restaurateur, and that's where he went after he stopped being a mechanic for Trans World when they went away.
But
he's an aircraft mechanic who runs a restaurant and runs it well with cargo canisters and signs and uniforms and everything else from Trans World Airlines. It's definitely got a different sort of character, and the food is very lovingly prepared by people who know what they're doing.
Great. Hey, I'm eager to go there right now. Gloria, okay, get the car ready. Yes. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888, and we are taking your phone calls. This half hour of the Walt Bodine Show, we're kind of talking about places to get healthy meatless meals with vegetables, possibly, since they're meatless. And but you don't have. We're not necessarily talking about vegetarian cuisine or vegan cuisine, but places where everybody can get a healthy non-meat meal. And where's the last non-meat meal you had? And I can't count a salad.
Oh, I ate a lot of salads.
I know. That's why I said that.
Yeah, thank you so much. The Grand Street Cafe has a fabulous vegetable dish, complete meal, everything roasted, That's just wonderful.
All right, let's go to Kate on the Country Club Plaza. Kate?
Yeah, I have been a vegetarian for like 24 years. And somebody there made the comment that all restaurants have vegetable options. The problem is a lot of times the people who are serving you don't understand that, you know, having a chicken broth is technically has meat in it.
You know, I've had that experience myself where a restaurant in Prairie Village served me their vegetarian tomato bisque soup, and I could tell immediately it had, you know, you taste it, and you can, you know, it was good. I mean, because it had the chicken broth in it.
Right, and a lot of times they don't understand that means no bacon on the top. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an educational process for everybody.
It is. But a lot of the places like Houston's or Grand Street, somebody made that comment, they know what's in things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice when you can talk to the wait staff and they can tell you, you know, okay, this has no chicken stock, you know.
Well, let me ask you, Kate, as a longtime vegetarian, where would you go if you wanted to take a friend who was not a vegetarian but wanted to eat a really good vegetable meal, let's say? Where would you take them?
Probably Houston's or Grand Street.
Interesting. Okay. Would you take them to Eden Alley?
Sure, because they usually have a couple items that are meat.
Right.
But their vegetable items are outstanding.
Great. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree that the options here, I don't know how long you've lived in Kansas City, but the options here in Kansas City have improved dramatically?
Much.
So. Well, and I agree with you. Houston's has a fabulous veggie burger. Probably one of the best in the city.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I've taken people there who are not vegetarians, and they get that.
Have you tried the one at the Beer Kitchen?
Yes, and it's not bad. It's like a lentil burger.
Yeah, and Blanc has a lentil burger as well.
Yeah, the Blanc burger, which I think they've changed their vegetarian burger, but the initial lentil burger was too spicy for me.
I liked it. Yeah. But
all right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. And let's go to, is this another Kate in Hyde Park?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. You have something to tell us about?
Yes, actually, I like this place that's down on 17th Street. It's called Food. It's F-U-D.
Right.
And it's fabulous. The problem there is, of course, that they don't take credit cards. And you may have already talked about the Blue Nile.
The Ethiopian restaurant, yeah.
Okay, the Blue Nile is really good. And they also have meat dishes. And I like the original one. And then the Blue Koi is fabulous as well.
Right.
In fact, the
author of the New York Times article, A.G., Sulzberger mentions the Blue Koi, the mm-hmm. dumplings at the Blue Koi in particular. Mm-hmm. So, hey, those are all great. The telephone number here again, 215-816-235-2888. And I should remind you that the last caller was talking about the original Blue Nile, and that is the one in the City Market on 5th Street in the old Casconi space. Let's go to Dave in Kansas City, Kansas.
No, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, I'm calling about the new restaurant, Conveniently Natural, down at 3711 Southwest Traffic Way.
Now, is that actually a restaurant? I know they have a buffet on Thursdays.
Right.
But isn't it a delivery system or delivery thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's just one of a number that I found on the KC Food Circle restaurants page. They've got a whole number of restaurants that involve both vegan and vegetarian and normal fare, some of them both.
So, Dave, is Conveniently Natural a full-service sit-down restaurant or just a restaurant on Thursdays?
I only went on the Thursday. I'm not sure of their full schedule.
Okay, and what was the buffet like?
Let's see, steamed and raw vegan.
Okay. Mm.
Good stuff. I'm.
Are you a vegan?
No, but I hang out with a lot of them.
Okay, well, they say they're a lively bunch, and I'll believe that, okay?
Well,
the telephone number again is 816-235-2888. He really sold me on that buffet.
Yeah.
Well, steamed vegetables and raw, okay.
Well, I might mention here then that if he's listening or his friendly vegans are listening, there is a new book by Victoria Morano, who I think is from Kansas City area.
Yes.
It's called Main Street Vegan. And it's everything you need to know to eat healthfully and live compassionately in the real world.
The real world. Where is that? Okay. let's go to, let's see here. Philip in Parkville?
Yeah.
Hi, Philip.
I live north of the river. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Great.
Appreciate your show very much. Thank you, Walt. My wife and I are vegetarians. Well, she's more of a vegetarian. I'm more of a flexitarian.
I love that.
And I'll eat whatever, but I try to be conscious about it at least. But we live north of the river, and it's hard to find something other than swaget, which is really good.
Right.
But what else is there up here? We've had a hard time finding stuff.
What's that Chinese place that's in the shopping center? The cute one? Mai Tai Cafe, is that it?
Malay Cafe?
Malay. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, Malay Cafe is down
on Berry Road.
Right. On Berry Road. Yeah. They probably have something.
Right. Tasty Thai, which I believe is the 64th Street exit, maybe, on 29th?
I don't think they're there anymore.
Are they gone? Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure they're gone.
C'est la vie.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's hard up north.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to suggest that listeners who are listening in the Northland call us at 816-235-2888, and we're going to help Philip out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Great. How about Maria in Independence?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have some ideas for us?
Well, yes. I live in Independence. Cafe Verona has delicious Italian food. They serve an eggplant parmesan that's just out of this world. And, of course, you've got your mac and cheese, you know, the comfort food that Mom never made. But
now, let me ask you this. Have you asked them, this is, you know, kind of important, if they make their macaroni and cheese with vegetable stock?
You know, that would be a good question to ask them.
Because I make macaroni and cheese a lot with our friend Lou Jane Temple's recipe, which I think is the best recipe. And, you know, really, really fabulous macaroni and cheese requires chicken stock. Mm-hmm. But if you ask if they make it with vegetable stock, I would say 8 times out of 10 they do.
I will definitely ask, but I always order mine with the grilled chicken, or you can get beef, but since my daughter's vegetarian, you know, that's not an option for her.
Well, yeah. Okay. I always think macaroni and cheese is a good winter food anyway.
Yeah. Is that Salvadoran restaurant in downtown Overland Park? Could you get vegetarian there? Or is it mostly meat dishes?
Well,
the pupusas, I think, you could have with cheese and
or
the slaw. The
right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a fabulous array of vegetarian dishes, but I think you could take a vegetarian there.
Mm-hmm.
How about, is it Jim in Kansas City?
Oh, this is Ron.
Ron, all right.
I'm sorry. I need this. I'm sure somebody's going to throw. I guess I should give an alias because I want to talk about two other things. Earlier this morning, one of the ladies was talking about a lobster roll at a restaurant, and I didn't get the location of that.
It is at Capitol Grill.
Oh, okay.
Yep, down the plaza.
Great. And the other one is, Charles, you were talking about a Juicy Lucy hamburger a few last month on a program.
I don't think it was me. It must have been one of our other panelists because I can't remember getting a Juicy Lucy hamburger anywhere.
So. Okay, well, we've been to the one in Minneapolis, and I didn't know if there was one in Kansas City.
I don't think there is. I think maybe somebody might have called in and asked where they could get one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, I'm one who never orders dishes with cutesy names, unless I'm...
But Juicy Lucy, that's hard to pass by.
You're probably right. How about... now, is this Jim in Kansas City?
This is Jim in Kansas City.
Oh, all right, Jim. And you have some ideas for us in the River Market?
I live down here, and there's a little place that's kind of a bodega around the corner from where I live. They have kind of some grocery selection, but they also have a great salad bar and a lot of healthy options, some not so healthy, but they do fresh in-house soups. And
now, what is the name of this little store?
It's called Market 3.
Market 3, that's right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what street is that on?
3rd Street.
Okay, well, that explains that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is the salad bar, is it filled with unusual things as opposed to a supermarket salad bar?
It's got a good variety of dressings, and it's got your basic stuff in it. And they always seem to have something that's interesting and out of the ordinary in their selections.
Okay.
And I also have to argue the point on the somebody was saying that someplace on the plaza had the best veggie burger. This place has, and I know they get them out of Lawrence, but I have to say it's the best veggie burger I've ever had.
Mm. Right. Good to know.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I want to remind our listeners that this is the Restaurant Critic edition of the Walt Bodine Show. We're here with Walt Bodine, Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale. I'm Charles Ferruza, and We've got an interesting question here that I think fits in. Is this Morgan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Morgan. You have a kind of a specific question.
I do. I have a very intense peanut allergy, but also a soy allergy. So vegetarian fare has always been really hard for me to come by because everything's so soy-based.
Right, right. And I imagine Chinese food would be hard, too, because of the peanut oil.
Yeah. Pretty much eating out is difficult. And then unless I'm eating a steak, it's hard sometimes to know what's in things and where out. So restaurants that are really upfront about their ingredients, I'm always interested in finding. And especially vegetarian fare, because we are trying to eat, healthier and more consciously. So has anyone had any ideas?
Well, there's a veggie burger at Houlihan's that I think is made with black beans instead of the soy protein.
All lentils and legumes are out.
You know, you really might want to try Extra Virgin at 20th and Main. They have wonderful vegetable tapas. Right now they have one that's a cauliflower or sweet potato that's wonderful. If you go around the corner to the Rieger, they have my current favorite vegetable dish at the moment. It's a smoked beet, B-E-E-T, Reuben. And it looks just like corned beef, but it's smoked beets. It is just fabulous. And then also in that area is Pizza Bella, and my three favorite pizzas there are all just vegetable top, the potato, the mushroom, and the Bianco Verde.
So there's no peanuts, no legumes, no?
No.
Wow.
I love their potato pizza. That one is fantastic.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Morgan. Good luck. I think that would be a very hard allergy
difficult.
To. If you just tuned in, this is 89.3 KCUR-FM, The Walt Bodine Show, and we are talking about places where one can get interesting and delicious vegetarian dishes, even though you may not be a vegetarian or a vegan. Paul writes us, the vegetable kebab at Jack Stack Barbecue is awesome. I've heard that from several vegetarians. Yeah. It's served as a side, but it's big. Order two, and it's a meal. Mini corn cobs, green peppers, onions, carrots, mushrooms, great seasoning and smoky flavor. That'd be a good one for
good.
Morgan, who just called. Okay, and let's go to Drew. Drew in Olathe?
Yeah. I was going to recommend Local Burger, quite frankly.
Is that in Lawrence?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Their vegan burger's great, and they have a wide variety of stuff for other people as well. That's so it's just great for everyone. And I was also going to mention a cookbook. And real quick, I want to give some advice to some of the restaurants around the area who don't know what to do for people who are vegan. For proteins, besides tofu, if that doesn't work for you, you can do tempeh or you can do seitan. I would actually like to see someone around here step up to the plate and offer seitan because I haven't seen anyone try it.
I know. Just everyone knows, I think, by this point, by 2012, what tofu is. Not a lot of people know what tempeh is. And when you describe it, because I used to work in a macrobiotic restaurant, when you describe how it's made, people then don't want it because it's fermented soybean. And most people don't know what seitan is. So why don't you explain to our listeners what it is?
Okay. Seitan is cooked up wheat gluten. While that might sound funny, it really works texture-wise. And I would say it's very close texture-wise if you can manage to cook down a lot of the moisture to chicken.
Yeah, it's meaty.
It's amazingly close to chicken.
Great.
And for cookbooks, I would actually recommend Vegan with a Vengeance or How It All Began for those who are interested in trying out going vegan. If anything, you'll learn a lot of what's in your the stuff you buy ingredients-wise and be quite surprised.
Hey, you know, that's all excellent. Thank you, Drew. And that reminds me, recently I did dine at the Lakeside Tavern in Mission Farms, and I had a dish that I had never seen before in a menu, so of course I ordered it, and it was chicken fried portobello mushrooms. Now, if you are a convert to vegetarianism or you just not eating as much meat, although I don't know how healthy this dish is when I think about it, because it's a portobello mushroom, which is very meaty, dusted with panko crumbs and deep fried. So it tastes sort of like a deep fried chicken fried steak. It's just with mushroom. So
that's like the sandwich they have at Swagger that's
they have a comparable sandwich?
Yeah, with slaw, and I mean, it is not healthy. It's just full of
fat.
Yeah, it's got a vegetable in there somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing about, you know, this topic is that one can be eat meatless or be a vegetarian and have completely unhealthy food. I have she's in heaven now, but I had a friend whose idea of a healthy vegetarian meal, because she was a vegetarian, was a cheese omelet, French fries, and chocolate cream pie. You might wonder why she is no longer with us. So let's go. Homer, you're going to correct us about Tasty Thai, right?
Yes, I just drove by there. My kids have this thing about pizza, and there's a pizza restaurant right next to Tasty Thai. And so, but I want the Tasty Thai, and
but you're absolutely sure it is still open in its original location?
It is there. I just watched somebody walk in the front door, and they've got the open sign up.
Very good.
The thing is that along with that, there's, I believe the name of the place is Hong's Mongolian Grill.
Right, right.
And you can get vegetarian there as well. It's also excellent. And for something fairly fast, I'm trying to remember the name of the ice cream place that's at Berry Road and, Berry Road and Prairie View. It's a French name. It's, I'm about to drive into the parking lot. But anyway, they also have vegetarian hot dogs, vegetarian pizzas. They've got incredible ice cream. And my wife probably would be wanting to strangle me right now because I know all too well what they have on the menu.
Well, you know what?
Cirque d'Alex.
Oh, yeah, Cirque d'Alex. I've heard about that. Yes, okay. Good memory. Good save.
So there's a lot of possible options up in the Northland. You just have to look around a little bit. Actually, there's a Mexican restaurant right next to it, and although we have young kids, we've checked in there, and they have vegetarian options, too.
Hey, terrific. Thank you so much for those great choices or great ideas. Let's go to, is it Nadia?
Sadia.
Sadia in Lenexa.
Yes.
What are you going to recommend for us?
Sobahan. It's a Korean restaurant.
Right, on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Yes. It's next to a Kia dealership as well. It's their dubu steak, which is tofu steak, is so good. It's crispy on the outside and really juicy on the inside.
Sounds great. I love Korean food. So
I love soban.
Yeah.
It's just really good. And then Vietnam Cafe on Kansas City, Missouri.
Great. Hey, really, thank you so much. Those are great. Let's go to Rebecca in Overland Park.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. What do you want to tell us?
Hi. I have a couple restaurant recommendations. Succotash. At 28th and Holmes.
20th, or is it 26th and Holmes?
Oh, it might be 26th and Holmes. Okay. Yeah, I think it is 26th and Holmes. They have something called the Vegan Kitchen Sink, and it's amazing. They also have a vegetarian kitchen sink there. It's just a lot of vegetables. The Vegan Kitchen Sink uses hummus, and then the vegetarian kitchen sink has, I think it has some vegetarian gravy on it, which is fabulous. It's just delicious.
And then you have a recommendation if somebody wants to try tempeh.
Yeah, Nika's 320, which is on Southwest Boulevard.
320 Southwest Boulevard, yes.
Yep. And they have tempeh that you can put on, like, as a topping. So you can put it on your salad or your sandwich or your pizza.
Great. Really delicious. Do you like tempeh?
I do. I cook with it a lot, yeah. It's really versatile. So.
It is. It really is. It sort of adapts whatever spice you're using.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, thank you for that phone call. Let's see. Repeat the roast. This is from our producer, Suzanne. Repeat the roasted beet Reuben restaurant, please.
It's the Rieger at 1924 Main.
Okay. It sounds like a great sandwich.
It is.
So is there cheese on it and sauerkraut?
There is. It looks like a Reuben, acts like a Reuben, but it's not a Reuben.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Let's see what other emails we've got. Okay. Let's see. Susan.
Yes.
What are you going to tell us?
The farmhouse and the River Market 300 Delaware.
Uh-huh.
My son, both of our sons are vegetarian. His we had his rehearsal dinner there last July. They had some awesome selections. A number of the wedding party were vegan and vegetarian. They did a super job. They had a fried green tomato sandwich. Obviously, that's out of season now. But they have a veggie burger. They have a lot of very hearty salads.
Don't they have that mushroom stack with polenta?
They might. I know that also Room 39 has a mushroom strudel that's really good. They had a vegetable Wellington, fried polenta cake.
Well, those are all excellent choices. I want to thank all of our callers. I want to thank our panelists, Christine Basica, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. You can subscribe to the Walt Bodine Show podcast and find archives of our past show by visiting kcur.org and clicking on Walt Bodine Show. Our show is produced today by Suzanne Hogan, Tamika Weatherspoon, Danny Alexander, and Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Thanks to the food critics and everybody who called in, I'm Charles Ferruzza, and this is the Walt Bodine Show.